money, 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 money.
Fresher in them gully, motto biddies love me. My stroke game got them saying, teach me how to dunny. I be going in on them, no nigga couldn't touch me. I apply the type of pressure that they feel up in their tummy. I'm a real dog, I be dropping voodoo. You barely get some, you are still a poodle. Bottle after bottle, laughing at your noodles. When you grabbing cases, niggas wanna sue you. Grown man swag, I don't need approval. The definition of class, let a nigga school you. Shorty, we can fuck, but only if I choose to. You should bring some ice, cause I am gonna bruise you. I be having fun when I'm talking to the shorties, and I say what's on my mind, cause no one gonna do it for me. If you know a chick that fuck me, she will tell you that I'm naughty. Have them speaking old English like I'm fucking with a party. Ah! Money, money, that's all a nigga know. If you see me in your city, then I probably did a show. If it's something non-profit, I most likely didn't go. And if you see a scratch up on me, I most likely did a hoe. That shit talk, cause I talk shit. You niggas still rapping, yelling shit loud. I just talk in the track, it sound crystal. You dudes bout to be out the game, 6-5. I was mad when I didn't have no respect. Now I can't make out, cause bitty suck on my neck. Don't try to school me when you living under the steps, cause I'm giving niggas hell and don't plan on giving them less. I done saw what you seeing, did who you doing, and she told me all about you. To be honest, I don't give a. Any chick I want, I'm gonna pull trigger. I get to talking, then it's going down. Liquor, only fuck with real niggas, only fuck with cool niggas. I don't fuck with real bitches, only if they real bitches. They got three hoes and they talking about real business. Look, I'm trying to clean up, you go do them little dishes.
Hey Johnny, fuck them niggas, kick them out the kitchen. I've been paid to help, and not to mention this self-made wealth in competition. They never showing up, so they cop to listen. I'm blowing money fast on you niggas. I fuck around and crash a new Jag on you niggas. He gives me letters just to get my solid talk. Look good in these jeans, but it's better when they off. My Audemars break bitches, I make them fall. Then come back and rape bitches. When it's Louis this and Louis that, bitches can't handle you. You see the furs on me, I'm an animal. You know I'm what it is, I'm always on top. I'm living on the limit, I'm burning mixtapes till I hit the fucking bridge. When it's time to cross over, Danny got the 10. This is a movement, a lot of niggas trying to ride. And fuck them hating ass bitches that gotta hide. HP is the name, you feel me? These taps on my thighs make them bitches wanna kill me. And these niggas wanna come up and steal me. I leave them with blue balls, chili. Cause diamonds are a girl's best friend. You could bring them, or bring some Benjamins. Come out, come out.
Here. Keep the show moving. She'll call back in. We'll get it popping. But, you know, tonight's great. I'm so happy. We got a manly man night going on tonight. Got a great man I'm going to be interviewing. Philly native. T.D., who's Neil out in L.A., he's an artist with Black Wall Street Records or Entertainment. I know my memory sucks. Damn, I'm always forgetting shit. But anyway, we're going to have some fun. Tonight's topic is a good one. We have the little sex topics, talk about music, everybody calling, show off, Diamond Spotlight, Diamond Edition, you already know. I'm performing Saturday night up at the, I don't even know how to pronounce the name, out in Chester or whatever, and we do a new era hip-hop concert series with E-Ness this Sunday. I'm hosting it, joining it. Such an awesome event. Shout out to Nick Numbers, A-List Management, VideoCity.com. Big up to everybody. It's a part of this show. It's going to be crazy. Tonight's topic, So besides me, us getting to know the artist TD is, how many groupies have you had? So we're going to get into that, you know what I'm saying, talk a little bit, talk a lot of shit, not a little bit. We talk heavy shit all the time on this show. I know stranger to the show is somebody who just pressed the number one, signaling that they want to speak on Philly Shine Radio. So all the callers listening in, if you ever want to join in the topic, you have something to say, just press the one. I will open up your mic. But my boy Damel, CEO X Squad DJs, is in the building. X Squad DJs, yep. National company, showing love to artists everywhere, networking everywhere. What you up to, Damel? What's up with you? Oh, yeah, and breaking Lonely records.
Yeah. Lonely Tunes in your area.
No, that's not Looney Tunes. Don't you be trying to pretend you're him. Where is Looney? Don't play with me.
What's up? What's up, Onyx?
Hey, babe.
Hey, I just sent you my record to your email. Is it too late?
Oh, I could get it popping. As a matter of fact, now I'm using my BlackBerry, so you can send it to onyxfire@att.blackberry.net. So that'll be much way faster. Like, I love
way way faster. Oh, I done send it to your Gmail and your Yahoo. Hold on.
Huh?
I said I done send it to your Gmail and your Yahoo.
Uh
huh.
He's the man right now, honest.
I know you're the man, but no stranger to the show, also a talented artist / producer, Looney Tunes. He got that Lauren London, that new song, all types of beautiful music, powerful drawings.
I
can keep
going.
No stranger to Philly Shine Radio. But go ahead, show off. Tell everybody your Twitter and what you're up to.
I'm trying to show off and play the song. What's your email? Give me the email again. Honestfire at what now?
Honestfire. Yeah, just send it to my Yahoo, because now my BlackBerry is dumb. If you send it to my Yahoo,
okay.
I'm about to go grab it.
Yeah, it's in your Yahoo. I send it to your Yahoo and your Gmail. But y'all can follow your boy on Twitter, @LonelyTunes. Y'all hit your boy up on YouTube and follow the movement, man. I've been doing like over 30 shows with the Knowing London Air Squad. Been holding me down. We just been working, man. Hit me up on Facebook, you know. You got picked up by a couple radio stations out here in the A, so, you know.
We working it. Now, you know how I do my show. First I say show off, and then I ask you the topic question. So,
what was the topic question?
How many groupies have you had? And you know what I mean by had.
It varies. Like when you go out of town, that's when the ratio is high. You know what I'm saying? But I haven't been keeping up. It's been quite a few. Not a lot though. You know.
Not a lot.
I'm a little one night stand.
Don't be modest because you got a crush on me. I want you to tell the truth, okay? You got to be honest.
I'm under the bus.
Take one for the team.
Yeah, I know. You're going to throw me under the bus
and have
the first one.
I'm joking, guys.
Oh, man. Like, how many powerful draws have you got from your group?
Yeah, exactly.
Wow.
More than 20? Come on now. Oh, no. Hell no.
Nah.
It ain't that many now.
Oh, that's good. I'm so proud of you. I love that. No, because
like, I don't be on a roll like that. Not yet. You know what I'm saying?
It's been like 11.
Yeah, somewhere around there.
A little ratio around 11, 12.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Oh, that's not bad. I really like that number.
Yeah, right.
Are you serious? I have the
look,
strangest
you
want to
be
honest,
groupies. You want to be the goody good girl.
I have the strangest groupies. I wouldn't mess with them with somebody else's coochie. I swear I wouldn't. I'm much love and respect to everybody who Google my pictures. I can't take it because then even when I'm like out in the club and I see a person, they be like, oh, you're my friend on Facebook. And I'm like, so what's your name on Facebook? And they tell me their name. I'm like, I'll never talk to you or whatever. And they're like, oh, no, I don't think I'm not just be looking. And I'm just looking like, that is just so weird. Like,
I was a groupie for a minute. I was an honest fire groupie.
No, you wasn't. You always spoke.
Wait, we got the truth teller coming now. We got the truth teller back on the show. Welcome back to the show, girl. You left me hanging earlier.
No, I never got put in. I don't know what happened. Lost connection.
Yeah, I was trying to introduce you or whatever. We got the lovely truth teller in the building, my co-host extraordinaire. You know what I mean? We stay here talking to my boy Looney Tunes and Demel, the married Demel, you know. We married him the other day. We be performing marriages on the show now.
Yes, we be doing it all.
But we got my boy Looney Tunes. My boy Looney Tunes on the line trying to upload this music, but Blog Talk is acting stupid. You know what? I don't think it's your computer because I'm having the same problem.
Did it come through, Honest?
Yes. It came through, but Blog Talk won't let us upload it. I've been trying for like the last past hour.
It's crazy how when you pay for something, it don't ever work right. So we try to get that Laura London popping on the show.
You gotta get that popping. It's the hottest song in the city, the streets. I got a couple of folks pumping it up in PA for real.
In VA.
Nah, PA, in Pennsylvania.
PA, in Pennsylvania.
Okay. We gotta get you up here at the next Diamond Spotlight.
Like, I'm talking about, they on it tough up there, so, you know, I might be getting the show booked sometime in the next near month or so.
Uh-oh.
Okay, well,
we gotta come up for my birthday. I'm definitely having a birthday party. I don't know when, though.
When's your birthday again?
May 25th.
Next month.
We need to set up a long
yes.
London tour.
What you say, Louie?
I say we need to set up a long London tour, goddamn.
Yeah, we're gonna get all that popping. We're gonna get all those things popping. We're gonna get my interview together. Like I said, we're getting ready to get to know a real talented artist. Blew up the scene in Philly. You know what I mean? Now he's gonna stay out there. L.A. I'm about to actually bring him in now. And we say welcome to the show, T.D. How you doing? Welcome to Philly Shine Radio.
What's good, man? Happy to be here. What's good?
We chilling, warming up the show. I got my great co-host, the Truth Teller, on the line.
Hey,
see how
it goes.
Thank you. Hello.
What it do?
Yeah, and we, of course, got a lot of people listening in, but most importantly, CEO XY DJs, The Millions, and an awesome, talented, handsome artist from ATL, Looney Tunes, artist and producer, Looney Tunes, and Demel. So please, y'all, greet my guest.
I think I know him, honest.
Huh?
I think I know him.
Oh, well,
oh, yeah.
Look him up. I would say hello then.
Were you from you used to rap with somebody? Yeah. You used to rap with somebody?
Yeah, I used to rap with a group called Dose Packers.
Yeah, you know me.
For real?
Uh-oh.
You was my cousin.
Hey,
hold on, wait.
Remember, you used to email me the song all the time in my email.
And you
are
the producer?
Huh?
No, he's the CEO of X Squad DJs. He didn't hear who you are, Demel.
Oh, you
tell him who you are.
Yeah,
X Squad.
Yeah, of course. Yeah, yeah.
I'm Corey.
Yeah.
In Atlanta.
Definitely.
Oh, well, guess what?
Now I got. Yeah, we know
show.
Each other.
Okay,
my
good.
Man, Ted.
What'd you say?
I know you, Ted.
Yeah,
we go by TD, exactly.
Oh, well,
all right,
well,
cool.
TD. You know he go back and talk on me that way.
But Tim, you got a great. Well, isn't that good? See, that's the one thing I love about this world. It's a small, beautiful world. Like, we all get a chance to network and know each other. But you have a great long career, and I just really, really love your music. I like your bio. Fuck with your Twitter, how you be chilling on Twitter and shit. We was tripping out a little bit earlier today. But go ahead, tell everybody a little bit about yourself and what you got going on right now.
Okay, basically I got, I'm on Black Wall Street. And I also got my own label called DSK, Dose That Kid. That's my label that I'm the CEO of, and I'm the artist too. So I'm looking for artists, and, you know what I mean, different talents that develop, you know what I'm saying? Me and my in-house producer, Ike, a.k.a. Future History. And I got a mixtape coming out on the 20th, so that's like next week or whatever. It's called The Game Chose Me. Got about 21 tracks on there, like four freestyles, the rest originals, you know what I mean? And I don't know, I'm just grinding, man. I'm from Philly, and I moved out to L.A. about 2 years ago, and I'm just grinding, you know what I'm saying? Just an independent artist trying to do my thing, that's all.
That's what's up. So, like he said, The Game Chose You. He's an artist. That's The Game. I realize that's The Game's record label, Black Wall Street, correct?
Yeah. So that's why I called it The Game Chose Me. It was like, this is kind of like a metaphor, you know what I'm saying?
That's a real good play on words.
Because I feel like, you know, I got sidetracked a lot, and like trying to, like, you know, when you chasing this dream or whatever, sometimes you get discouraged and sidetracked. But every time I try to go branch off and do something else, it's like, you know, hip hop and rap and my true talents has always pulled me back to this. So it's like, even if I wanted to do something, you know what I mean, people already know me as my rap name, or like, people, like, when I was trying to get in more acting and, like, comedy and just other shit, I had did a couple modeling gigs. It's like, people would call me back from home, like, yo, your song playing on the radio, or, yo, I just listened to your mixtape, and it's like, that's just who I am, like, you know what I'm saying? So it's like, the game chose me. So, and I looked at it like, when I met The Game, the rapper The Game, and in the barbershop, we just built a relationship and a bond with each other. And then when he first heard me spit, he heard this freestyle that I let him hear off Aston Martin music beat, and he just was like, yo, I need you in the studio with me. I need you to take my number down, this and that. I mean, we need to exchange math, and I'm going to hit you up. And then one day he just hit me up, and the rest is history, right? Like,
that's what's up. So just, like, by chance, but you know what, even I think it's like certain people who just come off as like thorough and real, like The Game, a few other people just come off as real, but it's so many people who can have like that ego and can't, you know what I'm saying, like wouldn't want to extend the help. How does that make you feel? Like, because like you said, you've been in it for a while. Like, you think that those type of people are common in the music industry, or like what?
I think he kind of gravitated towards me because, like, I think if you from Philly, you already got a certain swag that you just like a chameleon. You could adjust to anybody from any different city, but more so because there's a big Philly community out there in Cali. And like,
really?
The people the people that's running around here from Philly, you know what I'm saying? Obviously, they got out of Philly for a reason, maybe because of, like, the crabs in the barrel mentality. So I think more of the, like, the people that leave Philly and come out and go to other cities, everybody will, like, people in Philly don't even know that everybody from other cities look up to us. and they gravitate towards us, you know what I mean, especially in music. You know what I mean? They really respect the Philly hip-hop scene, and before Game even knew I rap, he used to always be, you know, talking about how much he loved Beanie Siegel, and even when he was, like, going at Hov and shit like that, he always respect, like, Young Chris and, like, a lot of different rappers in Philly, and he just was, like, saying he just got that swag and everything. So as soon as he heard me, you know what I mean, one of my first bars was, like, I was saying, I said something about Bull. I said, the name's TD in case you never heard of Bull. And he was like, yo, I love that silly slang. Like, you know what I mean? So
new Bull. We say Bull, like, join, yeah.
Yeah, Bull, join, all that, Aki and all that. So he really fuck with that. So he, niggas already like that shit, you know what I mean? But you'll never know if you don't just get out, you know what I mean? You say you're familiar,
no.
That shit means
what?
Something.
One of my favorite sayings, Fuzz, like, you know how they say if you make it in New York, you can make it anywhere. I think if you are from Philly, you can make it everywhere. Like, it don't matter. And speaking of people who are everywhere, the reason that you're on the phone today is because of my boy, Philly the Boss. Me and him go way back, like MySpace.
Mm-hmm.
My MySpace buddy. He's on the line right now. From Philly, but now running Miami and all everywhere else, right? Am I right, Philly? What's up? Welcome back to Philly Style Radio.
What's going on?
Good chilling.
What's good, big homie?
Yeah, what's good, TD? Ain't
shit, man.
I really called in the rats. Actually, I heard something that, I guess, whose birthday is May 25th?
The Truth Teller, my co-host.
Okay, nah, because that's actually my birthday. And, you know, you already know I'm doing that event that Sunday, May 29th.
Oh, wait, that's crazy. That's crazy because that's also another artist's birthday, too. We sort of be chilling out. You know, Rob Dillinger, that's his birthday, too.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, D.I. is actually coming to that party,
yeah,
too.
He knows Rob, too. Remember, we were all on the line before he had that event with Joe Buttons a couple months ago. You remember Truth Teller?
Oh, yeah. That's crazy. My little Gemini loves. I love it.
Well, we're going to definitely party the end of May. Do you have any plans on coming back to Philly, TD?
I mean, if there's a reason to, if it's, like, you know what I mean, some money involved or something like that. But, like, right now I'm just on the grind. Like, I'm out here trying to get it. So it ain't really too much calling me and pulling me back in Philly. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah, no, maybe when we bring Looney Tunes, we can bring you, too, because, you know, when you have that good music, that good image, like, that's money, period. Like, a lot of people, and then I can attest to it myself, a lot of people, they get so discouraged, and they make it seem like you can't make it, you can't do this, you can't do that. Once you got your image, you got that good music, you know what I mean, and then add on me, that promo, let's get this money. Like, that's just about it.
Yeah.
That's all I say. Like, that's all you
need. I know when I come back to Philly, you know what I mean, people are going to be like, oh, snap, so that's what he's been doing. That's what he done left, too, you know what I mean? Plus, the Internet is so, you know what I mean, good these days because it ain't like I can't get my music everywhere, like, you know what I'm saying? So, long as I, like, there's different Philly websites that just support the Philly artists, like, I don't know if I can name. I can name them, right?
Of course, please.
Yeah.
I don't care.
Yeah, like
ain't nobody flamers. In my way.
Yeah, like,
oh, I love
all
flamers. Yeah.
Heat Rock.
Of course.
You know, and like so, a couple of them sites, like they always like I communicate with them all the time, and they always check.
Yeah,
it
shout
for
out to B-Mac.
Relevant and all that. So.
Yeah, B-Mac Foundation. Mm-hmm. That's one of my closest friends out here. Mm-hmm.
Exactly. That's my man. So he always been a fan of my music and always been helping me push my things. I'm ready to launch my website back out on thisistd.com. So he gonna build it for me. So I mean,
okay.
I'm definitely gonna always be, you know, repping the 215 all the time. Like on my CD cover, like in the inside, I got the Phillies hat on. Even though it stands for something else out here, they be thinking I'm a blood because I mess with the game, and they be thinking my Phillies hat because I'm Pyru, but I'm like, nah, I'm from Philly, like, you know what I mean? So
Yeah, we don't do that gang stuff.
Yeah, like we don't. Yeah, I don't gang bang like that.
Yeah, no gang banging. But like I told you, my show is interactive. I got a crazy bunch of people who press the number one signal, Nate. They want to speak up on the show. I'm going to take a few callers. We're going to get right back into talking to you. I'm introducing you to my network. We have fun on Philly Shout Radio. And don't be a stranger. Like, this may be part one of your interview. You keep coming back with your new music. And we're going to have some fun. And you got to answer my topic question. You got to get in.
Don't be shy.
But
I'm definitely gonna call in when my mixtape
drops.
I'm definitely gonna call in to talk about it.
Oh, hell yeah, yeah. We might even hear you drop in the Philly, like you said, about that money. We could do that. But we got my boy Vinny Showboat calling from the NY, from Philly, going up to NY doing this thing. Welcome back to the show, Vinny.
Yeah, I'm glad to be here, man. What's going on? How y'all doing, man?
We all chilling. Stay out of my co-host, Truth Teller, of course. And then we got TD in the building doing his thing.
What up, homie?
All right, what's good? I see y'all doing it real big, man. It's live up in here, man.
You already know. We got it's so many area codes on this joint. And I see the 215, I see the 267s, and we got the 818s in the building. You know what I'm saying? I see you, Philly. But Vinny, what you been up to? Please show off. You gotta shout out to Twitter, your Facebook. You know how I do it on here.
Yeah, I got the Facebook Vinny Showboat, No Philly Vinny, Reverb Nation. And soon I'm gonna be on the Back to Basics joint too. That's what I heard. That's how they gonna do it. Yeah, you're gonna be on the Back to Basics.
Oh yes. TD. Also, my partner EA. You know what I mean? Eric Allen, yeah, we definitely want some real takeover crazy shit. You gotta check out Back to Basics, RealRapTV.net. You can actually upload your video on the site. Cost you nothing. You know what I mean?
Go back to basics.
Go ahead, please tell us how far you go back with Back to Basics.
When regular TV, when they had a fucking show on TV, like at 12 midnight, I used to stay up to watch it because my cousin is Evie Jakes.
Okay. Stevie's your cousin?
No, Evie Jakes that used to be with EA and had that. They had the whole Back to Basics.
Yes. That's his partner. Yeah, he's
His DJ was Spin Bad or something, I think.
Yes, the DJ Spin Bad. Oh, gosh. Wow.
I go back, like, Uber back.
Yo, Spin Bad, I was trying to manage me like a year ago. That's my homie. He cool as shit, though. He's definitely cool. Look at how cool, how close it is. But, yeah, EA, that's my partner. We've been doing it crazy. We just did the We Got Deals showcase. We just had the Diamond Spotlight Platinum Edition the beginning of this month. Like 600-plus people. It was crazy. Gilly came through. A lot of upcoming artists who I support. Right. Like, to give you some background on me, not only do I do Philly Shine Radio, but I also have the largest showcase in the city right now. And I'm not on no fraud and pay me $500 to get your spot. No, I do my own promo. I give artists a chance to make money with me and showcase their talent, and we all network and work. It'd be one night stands and threesomes after my parties. Everybody has fun. It's all
about
I'm serious. I do gotta come back home.
I'm serious. Like, my last party, my homies, because I made this artist, DMG, they did their thing. They on the stage. The next thing you know, everybody is grinding on each other. Everybody sandwiched in a corner. I'm like, I've never seen this at a showcase.
I'm like, what? How the hell did I wind up being sandwiched?
Now, my show has happened. It's been girls showing their panties. You know, they dropping it. I've seen, you know, they drop their panties. They be dancing all crazy. Don't care if they dress fall up. But this last Diamond Spotlight was a record breaker. Like,
wow.
We broke records.
Well, we had fun.
I'm. I'm
PSA. Do not blame me for none of y'all babies on hand, okay? Y'all can name them after me, though. You can name them. I'm Mr. Walia. But definitely, yeah, we have a goddamn good old time over here in this city. Let me take one more caller before we get back to talking to my artist for this show tonight. And Louis too. Yes, I am getting that Laura London put in the show. It's Blog Talk Act right.
Right?
Yo, Blog Talk, if they have a problem with me or if my payment is late, they will call me. So I'm going to definitely call them and like, why is my stuff going so slow? We got a caller from the 818-770. Welcome to Philly Farm Radio. What's your name? Where you calling from?
What's good? It's Troy holding it down for TD. What's happening, T?
What it do, man? Who this Barack Obama, brother?
This is Barack Obama on the line. What's up, cuz?
What it do, man?
Yo, man, I'm calling it in to tell him the real story, what TD doing out here in L.A., man. I'm calling to get the truth,
right,
man. You gave a piece of the truth.
Off.
I need to tell it all.
Go ahead, show off, please, because that's what we need to do first.
Listen,
Philly Shine Radio.
Listen, the mixtape is called The Game Chose Me for a Reason. That's TD, you know what I mean? And recognize, Philly, game holding Philly down like you cannot believe. It's a bunch of us over here. I'm from Southwest Overbrook High alumni.
Southwest,
we out here riding.
That's where I'm from.
There you go, baby. We out here riding with Game Hard. He holding us down. He ain't just wearing that Philly P fitted. He living that Philly P fitted. You know what I'm saying? But it's about TD tonight. The game shows TD. Don't forget that. Pick up that CD. It's hot.
That's what's up, man.
Oh, that's good. I was about to say, you don't sound like you're from Cali.
I'm from Philly, baby, but I'm over here. I'm over here with TD, Game, Tools, and the rest of the Philly crew that's over here. We are Black Wall Street.
Yeah. Shout out my man Tools. He right from Coatesville, you know what I mean? So, you know, that's fam right there, you know what I'm saying?
That's right.
Y'all already know how it is with Philly. We represent the suburbs like you from Philly, too. Like, a person that comes from even Jersey. It's the tri-state thing, for real.
The Philly brothers that are riding with Game and the whole West Coast, the New West movement out here, basically, we take our hats off to TD because TD popped this thing off for all of us, you know, and he brought in the people that he needed to bring in. I handle business over here for TD, Tools, Game, that was needed to be done. But I'm calling the tip of my hat to the brother and let him know that we recognize. He the man, pick up that CD. TD is on.
That's what's up, man.
Yeah, I'm so happy that you called in, you know what I mean? Appreciate it.
No problem.
And they called
no problem.
Barack Obama.
at Barack's twin. Yeah.
Barack's twin. Let me find out.
Anyway, I'm going to let you get another call. I just wanted to come in and show some love and let the people know what's really going on here in L.A. and how TD holding it down, especially for people back home. All right?
Okay.
Yikes. I'm out.
Oh, that's what's up. Well, I'm sitting here now texting EA that you on the line or whatever. Cause yeah, that's my partner. He called me the female version of him. You know what I mean? So he's definitely supporting your girl. We're doing a lot of crazy things in the city. Up next, everybody, May 1st, Diamond Spotlight. Y'all know how I do on the first cinema. I go crazy. Everybody all got money. We have some fun. This is the Diamond Edition. The 20 artists who's performing. We're gonna do a collaborative mixtape hosted by EA. In the tri-state area, that's Gilly, Freeway, everybody is going to support this mixtape. And Diamonds Are Forever, we're going to promote it forever. It's going to last always. I just put out the list. No, I didn't put it out. I didn't have time. But I'm going to put the list out right now while we're on the show. I ain't going to lie.
But wait.
I'll be so busy. What?
But wait. I got something to say, right? It's going to be Diamond Spotlight, Diamond Edition, Baby Makers Edition.
No, no.
No, no, listen, listen. I'm not claiming no baby. I'm putting a disclaimer at the bottom of this flyer. Like, please bring condoms.
If you need condoms, I will get them for y'all. I will carry a couple for y'all.
That's what's up. We appreciate it. Well, we want to take one more caller from the 818. I guess this is more your people's TV. 818-799. Welcome, welcome to Tully Shine Radio. What's your name? Where you calling from?
Yo, yo. Yo, where? This is the Kid Lotto, man, out here in L.A. By way of Philly.
Yeah,
man. Hey,
more yo. Philly love? What's
hey,
up?
Yo, hey, Lotto, Lotto. Yo.
Tell who you is again, man.
Yeah, I'm the Kid Lotto, man.
Tell
I mean, I don't want to go
man,
too deep into them.
Yeah, no, you got to. You got to. Listen.
Hey, yo,
first
I'm going to tell
y'all
who that is.
Shine,
hey, yo.
You got to show off. Yeah, show
listen,
off.
Let me tell y'all who that is, yo. Let me tell y'all who that is. Y'all remember Lotto and Fame? That was with Rough Riders back in the day? And
yeah.
And that came at Major Figures, and that Major Figures beef?
Oh,
yeah.
My gosh. Yes.
That's Lotto.
There he is.
Oh, my God.
Yo, yo.
Oh, my
hey,
God.
Man.
Oh, yeah, that was crazy.
Legend,
like. He, like, dropped
yo.
Off the face of the earth.
Now I got his number. I'm stalking you. Say no. No, it's it's definitely all love.
Yeah, wow. I got Lotto on my mixtape. You know what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
But, Lotto, you gotta show off, let everybody know what's your Twitter, your online website so we can be able to check you out. You know what I mean? That's what we do on Philly Shine Radio. We network. We work together. We support.
Well, that's a good look. You can hit me up on Twitter at I Am Lotto. Same thing on Facebook. You can find me from my Twitter. You know what I mean? Just get at me on Twitter.
Okay.
Got my mixtape dropped on the 30th. Yeah.
Well, what if you hate Twitter? Because I hate Twitter. So how would I find you on Facebook?
Lotto Harrell, Lotto, last name Harrell, Harrell. Get at me, man. I'm,
right.
One day I'm active. I just wanted to call to say I'm proud of my man, though. That's my young boy, TD. They can put in work, you know what I mean?
Yo, yeah, I got to interview you, too. But go ahead, please tell us when your mixtape's dropping.
Oh, the 30. It's funny. I'm glad it's a little bit funny. It tickle y'all fancy up there, Yeah.
Ain't nothing wrong with it. You know what I'm saying?
Hey, yo, Lotto want a joint with me on there. It's me, Lotto, and my man Tools. He on a joint called Solid. And I got Lotto on that joint because it's like some real Philly type slang shit. Because niggas out here don't be like you know how when niggas say some bullshit and niggas in Philly be like, word, solid.
Mm-hmm.
Like so we be like solid, and niggas are out here don't really
solid.
Be knowing what we talking about.
Yo. Going on. Sound like madness up there. Fuck is going on. I can't hear shit.
Hello? Hello?
Yeah. Yo.
Somebody on the line?
Yeah, that's me. Can you hear me?
Their call might have dropped. They might have to re-log back into the switchboard.
All right.
TV. Hello?
Yo, can you hear me?
Yeah, who is this?
This Lotto. I just called up on the front for TD.
Oh, okay.
Should I call back or what's poppin'?
You can call back or you can be on hold. Is however you feel.
All right, I just want to hear. I just want to hear what they're talking about. As long as I can hear them, I'm good.
Okay.
Yeah. I can fuck with this man. I love this shit. This shit like a sunny day in Cali, just on a freeway, you know what I'm saying? Riding with a sunny day in Cali, just on the freeway, you know what I'm saying? Riding with a bad bitch or something like that. I don't
mean that. I'm in that Lord love, Lord love, that new, that new. Feeling like the shit, do, do, do. My bad bitch with me, do that. My boo, boo, my boo. And I'm counting money. How much? Boo, cool. I'm in that Lord love, love, I'm in that Lord love, love, I'm in that Lord love. Can't be playing with the money.
Gully, motto biddies love me. My stroke game got them saying, teach me how to dunny. I be going in on them, no nigga couldn't touch me. I apply the type of pressure that they feel up in their tummy. I'm a real dog, I be dropping voodoo. You barely get some, you are still a poodle. Bottle after bottle, laughing at your noodles. When you grabbing cases, niggas want.
Okay. I can fuck with this man. I love this shit. This shit like a sunny day in Cali, just on a freeway, you know what I'm saying? Riding with a bad bitch or something like that. I don't miss that cold weather back in Philly at all. I don't even smoke, but I might gotta light up to this one. Yeah, the name's TD in case you never heard of ball. I am who hip-hop fans been searching for. You in the way of the dreams that I'm working towards. We gon' have a situation, no Jersey Shore. Furthermore, I'm a lyrical freak of nature. I'ma keep grinding hard till I meet the maker of the universe. I spit heroin bars so dope fiends can't wait to hear my newest verse. It's like they dehydrated and I quench their thirst. I used to window shop, now I just splurge. And when I get the urge, I tell the owner of the store, lock all the doors, cause I don't like to get disturbed. Money talks, so my shit be saying different words that you don't understand, cause you ain't never heard. So you were never used,
and I would never lose, and you would never win up against a veteran. Niggas like y'all, I don't gotta say I'm better than. It goes without saying, I could win without playing. Bitch, I've been fly like I've been without land. I don't feel none of y'all like I live without hands. Your chick walk around in my crib without pants, and she love me for the fact that I'm real without chance. No katanas, I could take her to the saddle ranch, and one round is going down like an avalanche. That's what I call a snowball effect. Made her do all the things that she so-called regret. You so-called a threat, but to whom, I don't know. I could kill you with some shit I wrote in 2004. I done proved I can flow with the best my city has to offer. And low-key, I'm the best my city has to offer. And any city that I'm in at the time, I would destroy any rap nigga I could find. Signed or unsigned, I am on my grind. He said he better than me, he out his fucking mind. I'm fucking his chick, homie, he ain't fucking mine. So he hate me more than people from Cleveland hate LeBron. And for the record, I don't really like him either. Still catch me in Miami at the game with a diva. Sitting so close, she got powder in her hair when he poured the shit in his hand and threw it in the air. Life ain't fair, I'm still not faring. Revolutionary, word to Gil Scott Heron. The gear that I'm wearing make these hoes keep staring. And I got my own swag, so forget about comparing.
Talking to the music, this is how we do it.
He definitely got that silly swag music from my boy TG, Aston Martin music. You know what I mean? Going in. Love it.
That was a real professional.
I got number two. I'm sorry, my number one is Carlito Brigante from Philly. My baby, but she definitely going to number two.
Wait. Do I have to say my line? I haven't said my line in a while. I've been a good girl.
I'm going to say my lines anyway.
Okay, my lines is, all right, y'all ready for this fight? Carlito can get it, but all he got to do, right, he got to be wearing that Dickie, you know, them Dickies and a pair of Timberlands. A Dickie shirt and a pair of Timberlands.
Yes, exactly.
And then, you know, I want him, I want Dunny to teach me how to Dunny, because I want to fill it all up in my tummy.
So who's your number one? Is Dunny your number one or Carlito? Which one?
I think it has to be a tie between them both. I can't pick a favorite.
I would love, like, on some real TD, I see your pictures. You know, I Googled it. Like, I always do my math and stuff like that. But, yeah, we can make a lot of money off you, too. Like, definitely. Like, ask Carlito. He come to the city. We make some money together. And he's definitely coming back for another interview on Philly Shine Radio.
He said he'd be back in June.
I can put you out there, too. We could definitely do some things. But
it seemed like you trying to pimp me.
That's how we do. We pimp you out.
In so many words, yes.
Exactly.
But
stop it.
You're going to love it. You will definitely love it.
you know, when you do one, you gotta do both.
I take you out to Skull Mountain, like, go make some money.
I'm about to be on a pimp mission tonight and shit. That's funny as shit. I'm about waiting for a call right now. Because I ain't no pimp, but I'm something like it a little bit.
Ain't nothing wrong with none of that. But we got a caller from the 310 muffin you. They just hit me up. I got you through. 210-210. Welcome. It's Soul Shine Radio. What's your name? Where you calling from?
I'm calling from L.A.
Oh, Los Angeles.
Yeah, what's good?
And your name is, what's your name? What am I calling you, L.A.?
I said I'm
straight. You're real low. Can you speak up?
Can you hear me now?
Yeah.
Good.
You're talking to Honest Fire, my co-host, the Truth Teller. We have my guest, T.D., on the line. And what's your name?
Oh, I'm Trey, man. I'm Trey. What's good? What up, T.D.? What
it do, man? Hey, yo, that's my guy right there.
TD getting all kinds of love tonight.
I ain't tell nobody I was gonna be on here. I put it on my Twitter, but I mean all my people just calling up. That's what's up. That's my man Tremaine, man. Hey yo, and it's crazy because he was there when Game first heard my shit.
Oh, real talk.
Yeah. He loves that joint, dog.
And Trey, you're from L.A.?
Oh, no, I'm from the Shy. But I met my man T.D. in L.A., and, man, that's my dog, so I just give him love, show him love. And, you know, he ill. Everybody know he nice, so I just have to shout him up and say what to do.
You got, like, a long history. Well, yeah, go ahead. Shout out your Twitter and everything, too, because we follow back. We show love. I'm Team Auto Follow, Team Diamond, Team Carlito, Team SWP all day.
I'm Team I Hate Twitter.
Well, that's not a team. You're like the only one on that team. So you need to say I Hate Twitter.
That's Philly cracking right now.
Philly is cracking like... One thing about my city, you know what I mean, and one thing I've learned, you know what I mean, I love my city. My name is Honest Fire, and I spell fire with P-H because how much I love it. But I tell them all the time, you can't deny me because I'm going to burn everything down. So you got to be one of them undeniable motherfuckers, and I'm one of them, and I roll with all of them. So we definitely...
That's what's up.
Having a good time, successful events, you know what I mean? I don't do the hole in the wall shit. I don't do no fraud over here. We over here making money.
Yeah, give me your money and I'll put you in a showcase, but I'm disappearing as soon as I get your money.
Yeah, no, we don't do none of that fake-ass fraud shit. We don't do none of that. And I'm definitely repping all my squad, Back to Basics, RealRapTV.net, X Squad DJs, UE Radio, my girl Air It Out Radio, Fire Chick, myself, Mood Swings Entertainment, Diamond Spotlight, it's going down, you know?
Hey, listen, let my man shout his Twitter out.
Yeah, my Twitter is at Kicks and Cuts, man. It's fly. You got the flies, kicks and cuts, man. In the city, in Chicago, man, across the globe, we doing it big. That's what it do. It's crazy, though, because my man TD is the dude that kind of got me on this because I'm a sneaker dude. So he told me to go ahead and launch it, and it's been cracking. So it is what it is, you know?
And, he real high right now because his Bulls the best team in the NBA. So
we coming out the East. We're going to do what it is. Everybody know that. Oh, come on, man. We already know. D-Rose is the MVP of the league and the finals. You heard it here first.
That's what's up. I'm trying. I'm definitely paying attention to the playoffs. I'm excited. We love the playoffs. So that's what's up. You're representing. I love it. But we got my boy, Philly the Boss, back in the building, too. You press the number one. And all callers, like, I will get to you. You know, we all network and we show off on the show. It's a part of Philly Shine Radio. So just press the number one. I will open your mic. I see you 267. If you want me to open you up, just press one. You keep hanging up and calling back. I got you, though. And I see that number. So, Philly, you back on the line?
Yeah, I'm back.
One thing, I gotta just shout it out again, my mixtape, man. I need everybody who listening and who calling in and all that, man, just support my mixtape and just download it off of any website you see it on. And, you know, download it, make a CD, whatever you need to do. You know what I'm saying? So I just want to get that out there. Game show,
man. Yeah. And now also, Philly Shine Radio, we run recurring episodes. Like, not only can you come into the website, and people always download the show off of the website, but we are also streaming on knsradio.com. So that's why I always tell everybody when you call in, shout out your Twitter, shout out what you got going on, because people work. Like, we network, people have done car shows, people have just managed artists for my show. It's just crazy. We work. Like, that's why people come here, for work.
TD's mixtape. Listen, I got a mixtape dropping this summer. Fuck TD mixtape.
Don't you talk to my guests like that. You will make me get defensive now. 267, I got the mic over. I'm going to come to you in 1 second.
My mixtape dropping is called Last Greyhound of Philly. That's what it's called, Last Greyhound of Philly. I mean, I don't know who I got on here yet. But I'll figure it out.
I'm going to be on that, Joe. Truth Teller going to do some poetry on it, too.
But it's not me.
I thought you was going to drop that last scepter to Jersey.
That one, too. Yeah, you know, that one, too. Jersey Transit all the way. That's what I was going to drop.
That's hilarious. We're going to play some more music. And we got to ask some more callers a topic question. We got 267-408. Welcome to Philly Shine Radio. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
This is Lil O from HP.
Okay.
Okay.
What's
your name, Lil Okay?
Look, man, I'm just calling to tell you, nigga, I'm proud of you, man. Keep doing your thing, man. We love you. Ain't shit changed. You're still the best rapper I ever fucking met. Can't nobody fuck with you. You already know, dog.
Hunting Park, man. All day, HP.
Okay, I'm back, y'all. I had to take a short hiatus, but I'm back.
That's what's up, you know what I mean? Definitely shout out to everybody.
Hey, shout out to Twitter. So everybody go follow you that's listening.
Oh, I don't even need all that. It's about you, cuz. Fuck all that, man.
That's what's up, man.
But no, you gotta show off. Are you an artist?
I don't rap, man. I don't do that.
You don't do that? Okay, cool.
A young nigga that don't rap? Holy shit.
Twitter, follow me on Twitter. Come out to my events. I'm not going to lie to y'all. When I first started my showcase, it was a sausage party. But now the ladies come out. The ratio 65-35. Like, no lie. It used to be like 99-1%. Like,
oh, man. When you said the ratio, I thought you said fellatio.
Google it. Google fellatio, you uneducated girl. I know.
you don't know what fellatio is? Please tell her what fellatio is, T.D.
Man,
we are alive.
Man.
Are you going to give her a lesson? No, don't you just show her when you come to Philly.
I will put a little right. I'm telling y'all now, anybody touch me, I'm punching in the eyeball. Sorry, no,
listen, if a guy gives you fellatio, you'll love it. Listen to Lil' Kim. What's going on? Anyway, back to what I was saying. But, yeah, the ladies definitely come through. So I tweeted out on my Twitter, like, every minute. So I'll make sure I have them come through and check out the show. You know what I mean? Diamond Spotlight.
Okay.
It keep popping.
Hey, y'all.
And I keep it going.
Hey, Honest.
Yes.
I got to go for 1 second. You know, I have a little situation over here.
That's fine. I got you. But we got to ask the topic question to my guest. You know what I mean?
Oh, I had all of them.
You've had all the groupies?
Yeah, I had them all. Like, all, I had everything from Maryland to New York. I got people listening. A million and one.
You said what? A million and one?
Yeah, I said now I'm gonna get a million and one questions. Let me stop bullshitting. I honestly, we all had our groupies in our day. I mean, Philly is a big groupie city now. Anyway, I don't know how that changed. Like when I was coming up, niggas wasn't dick eaters like they are now. Like now, like.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, now I'm gonna be honest.
Yeah. Oh my God! Like I don't
come home.
Now, dick eating is just like disgusting. Like, and then, oh God!
You know what's crazy though? Philly, the only city that even got that concept.
Yeah.
That got the concept of dick eating. Like
I'm
real
sure.
Rad. If you show somebody love, you dick eating. Or
like,
No. That's showing love.
Showing love.
Showing
love is showing love. But what you were saying? What you saying, boss?
When I say dicky and like seriously, I could be on some, for instance, on Twitter. Like it's a person. I'll say something silly, and a chick will laugh at it or whatever. She'd be like, follow me back. I want to talk business or whatever. You follow on back. By the time DM you that second DM. She on some groupie shit, like, so when you come into Philly, like, so I'm going to be able to chill with you.
Yeah.
And it's like.
Oh, my God. Listen. Internet nothing. I'm going to tell y'all this. I know I got my little pictures up, or whatever, but I am not on motherfucking display for nobody's silver platter or caught in the corner or anything.
I mean, if I
want
you on a platter, you'll be on a platter, but continue. I mean,
No. I just said on my own, if you special enough, I mean, I never say never too many times, you know what I mean? I say never a couple times, but, I'm talking about, like, with some real shit, it ain't easy. And, like I say, I got so many options. I need somebody super special. Like, I don't even... If it turns me off, like that, it turns me off because it's like, how many girls have you been even saying this to? I be thinking sometimes people be having like they copy and paste the same message to like girls all day. Like, who believes
I used to, like, when I first came here, I was copying. I was still on MySpace and shit when I first came here and shit, like, and I was copying and pasting bitches the same shit, and you'd be surprised how many ago. I mean, it's easy. The internet made everything just easier. Like, you don't know why you even got real lives and shit. People just be living through the internet, so that shit is crazy. You could be who you want to be. Like, it's just the world is getting so fake, and people, like, by text messaging, Facebook, and Twitter, you ain't even got to meet people in person. You ain't got to do none of that old-fashioned shit. You ain't got to write nothing. You ain't got to push no girl in person. You could be shy, but on the internet, if you got internet swag, if you internet savvy, you could do whatever.
Listen, so that shit is crazy. I can spot an internet rant a mile away because I think I blasted out the biggest internet rant in the world. Like, if that is, nigga, I won't say his name on my show. But you know what I mean? It's just I get turned off. Like, I get people who call me, who send me dick pics all day long, and I'm like, well, guess what? I'm everywhere. I'm out
every week. Like, you want to talk to me, you want to say something to me, show your face, because this lazy phone shit, I don't go for it. That internet shit is lazy. Try to talk to a girl on the internet, shit, lazy. You won't get me with that bullshit.
Yeah, but at the end of the day, it's like you gotta evolve with the world, because, like, I done met chicks that's from Sacramento and shit like or far from here, and they'll come down and be in Hollywood, and they'll hit me up because on some internet shit. So I mean, it is what it is. Like, you could get people that wasn't never supposed to meet on some internet shit. So the internet groupie game is where it's at, for real, because that's the groupies that you would never even link up with, you know what I'm saying? So
nope.
I had a couple of internet groupies.
Right. I ain't going to say no names. It's even some famous niggas or whatever who be inboxing me on Twitter. It gives me the creeps. Like, it really does. I get creeped out, like,
Maybe looking at your pictures and thinking that you that type of person. Looking at
I don't care. I don't even talk. Like, first of all, I got a real fat, huge ass, right? So even walking down the
mine
street.
Mine bigger. Hang on, let me stop. Go ahead.
Mine better looking.
So I'm fat. What the hell? I smack you on ass.
I love you. I love you and your big ass. You know you my baby girl. But
I'm
about
you
to
smack you with the ass.
Don't interrupt my fucking story.
At the end of the day, you got my number. I mean, you could just send a picture because I can't tell.
Anyway, you know what I mean? Like, I get outside and the way people just act, like my son, like if I walk with my son's 12, he be like, I had my sweatpants yesterday. So this guy is just, like, looking, and he fell. And my son told me, so then we, like, both turned around and looked and just, like, laughed at the bull. Like, people really go crazy, but on some punk-ass shit, like, I really think that's, like, corny. Like,
you
sitting here acting all astonished by my butt. Come on now.
Let me tell you this.
Man, niggas like fat asses, like, what?
But wait, check this out. I'm not holding anything against it because
I like my fit, but like if I had full length mirrors in my house, I wouldn't get shit done all day. Like I understand, but all I'm saying is having enough control over yourself to, you know what I mean, at least articulate something besides woo or. You know what I mean? Or just staring, you know what I mean? Don't just stare at me. You have no game. Like, I will put you out there. I'll laugh at you right in the face. Like,
Okay. I got one for you, though. I had this one guy, right? I was standing at 15th and Walnut with my son. And this lady was like, she's like, did you see him? I'm like, no. She's like, he was sitting in the car jerking off.
Wow.
And I said, I wish I would have known, because I don't know if he's looking at me or my son. So if I would have seen him jerking off, I would have reached in that car and probably fucked him up.
Yeah, there's so many freaks out here. See, that's that freak shit I'm not even with. I'm not with none of that freak shit. I'm really not. It's disgusting. That's crazy. See what I mean?
This old, dirty-looking white guy, too. Just sitting there, like, he was like, I thought he was just staring at me. And then the lady said, he had out his little winker on, jerking it off.
Oh, shit, that's not good.
Yo, I swear to God, I wish you would have said something sooner. I would have fucked, y'all would have been, it would have been like, well, we lost the truth.
Ew, alright. Ew.
Y'all would have definitely had to bail me out. I would need bail money, I'm trying to tell you.
We got a few more callers in the building. We still got my guest TV, the mixtape, The Game Chose Me, Part 1. What's the release date again?
420. I was going
That's a big day.
My man Philly the Boss said that was kind of cliche, but I was going to change it. But before I could change it, a couple blogs already was blasting it out. So I don't want to upset no people that's following and no fans that's looking for it
to just, you know, rolling up fat L's all day and listening to my mixtape that day. So I don't want to disappoint them. So I'm going to drop it on 420, you know what I'm saying?
Okay.
That's crazy. For those who don't know, 420 is the weed day. And it's a shame I quit this year.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I ain't
okay,
having
so,
any tree.
Okay, y'all, I never understood 420. What is 420? I don't understand that.
I mean,
you don't understand fellatio. Just know that you ain't that hip right now. Like two in one show, you is not hip.
Look, 420. I wasn't really familiar either, but it's like a real big thing out here because you know they got stores and clinics that you could just get weed in out here. So it's like real big out here. The weed culture is really huge out here. So 420 is just like, you know, national like marijuana smoking day. And I didn't even, I wasn't really aware of it when I came up with the date, but.
That's huge. Yeah, I don't even have time for it. Like, it's just no time for me cooking dinner and being domestic Debbie to be on this fire. It's no time to say, like, and new faves entertainment, it's no time. But
definitely
got some more music. We're trying to upload more of your music. T-Day, we're going to get into it and get into these callers and this topic for tonight. I know y'all got something to say about these groupies. How many have you had?
And we're going to talk about my boy Looney Tunes, who said he only had under 20, which I know is probably a lie because he likes me. But we're going to play his music.
I'm in that Lord love, that new, feeling like the shit, like the my bad bitch with me, my boo, and I'm counting money.
How much?
Boo, cool.
I'm in that low and London, love. I'm in that low and London, love. I'm in that low and London, can't be playing with the money. I'm in that low and London, love. I'm in that low and London, love. I'm in that low and London, can't be playing with the money.
Hey, look, I be on loud, pack smoking on sticky.
Loud.
Y'all weed quiet as a mouse. My girl said she down for a menage, Nikki. We be having wild sex, leaving marks. Hickey. They say my style too complex, tricky. Everything I rock gotta be new. I'm picky. You would do it too if you could. I promise. Constantly I make these haters sick, vomit. I'm in that low and London. I'm in that low and London, love. I'm in that low and London, can't be playing
All right. That's my boy, Looney Tunes, Lord London, blowing up ATL like crazy. You already know he do his thing with the beat, too. Top producer in my book, Looney Tunes. Repping XY all day, every day.
Hey,
I
yo,
see
hey, hey, yo, is he on the line?
Demel, you got Looney with you still?
I think he had to do a session. He had to do a session.
Yo, he got to send me something to get on, man. He got to send me a track.
Yeah, he
had
it. He was
he
used to be a black ENT producer, and he's now running and doing his own thing.
Do I still got that email?
What'd you say?
Do Ike still got that email?
Yeah, damn, I don't know. What's the email?
You
know what? I got you, TD. It's nothing. Like, Louie, that's like my brother. He like my brother. We got a private caller. He keeps having their hand raised. So we got to make sure we show love. Private caller, welcome to Philly Shine Radio. What's your name? Where are you calling from? Private caller? Hello?
Private caller, if you're talking, we can't hear you.
Thank you.
Okay, I don't know. Well, they'll call back. We'll let them call back.
That nigga talking to the phone. He must got it on speakerphone or something.
Yeah, I don't know. They'll call back. It's on my other line, Demel. I'm going to text you the number. But we lost Demel, too. We'll get him back online. But, yeah, Looney Tunes. I'm definitely getting ready to push out this track that he sent me. I'm doing it. Welcome to my city, big boy. It's crazy. Shout out to Looney Tunes. Talented producer. He does his thing, you know what I mean? Shout out to
the callers chilling the line the whole time. 971, I see you. 215, I see you. 267, I see you. 404-856. You know what I mean? Everybody chilling in the chat room. Big ups to everybody calling in. Demel, we got you back on the line. I told him that we're going to hold you down and make sure we get that connection going on.
I still got the logo, the green and white logo.
What, the DSK joint?
Yeah.
That's what's up. I still rep that. Yeah, I mean, I still put that on my CD. Like, I'm trying to, you know, I'm still the CEO of that. That's what I do, man. So
okay, you know. Keeping it official. That's what's up. Well, you know what I mean. You definitely have a great history in this city. You know what I mean. One of the artists who was pushing music with AI when he was doing his thing. I remember. I definitely remember. Can we talk about that situation? Like. You know what I mean? Like some of the groups that you've been involved in, and
yeah, I was down with AI for about 2 years. He had the ABK Music Group. Shout out to my man Ty Gracie. Shout out my man Young Boogie. Man, all them dudes, man. You know what I mean? We had a ball and shit. It just shit ain't work out, but you know, it was, you know, couple people hating on the whole situation and everything, but yeah, them dudes, I got love for them dudes. I ran into him out here too, like a year and a half ago. I ran into AI out here. It was all love.
You did. How was you able to even come across that situation and connect with AI? Was it just another real recognized real situation?
It was actually, we had the city on smash with the parties and everything with DJ Koryak. And my man Eddie Hurt, and that's my partner in my label DSK. You know what I'm saying? And we had the city on smash. Remember Chrome Nightclub?
Yes.
We used to promote parties at Chrome and Transit. We had Chrome on Saturdays or Sundays, and Transit on Tuesdays. We had Palmers. Like, we had shit popping in the city. We was promoting the best parties, and we had songs on the radio. We had a joint called Sophisticated Lady. We had a joint called Everywhere We Go.
I remember that one.
Exactly. Yeah. Like, you know what I mean? So we had it on Smash, and we had all in Bomb Print Entertainment mixtapes. So AI and them wanted to know who the fuck we was. So we we kind of like linked up in a studio. We told him to meet us at the studio because AI was trying to get his artist on our mixtape, his artist Ty Gracie, and you know we linked up and shit. Real recognized real, like you said. Gracie, one of the realest niggas I ever met, you know what I mean? AI was my idol at the time, you know what I mean? Bubba Chuck, you know what I mean? Shout out to him, you know what I mean? I'm mad that his career ended up the way it did, but, I mean, I know I got a little bit of, I got a little bit of knowledge of the situation and know why it went like that, you know what I mean? Because a lot of shit was fucked up behind the scenes that a lot of people don't know about, you know what I mean? But, I mean,
yeah,
like,
people
hey,
are hating. Yeah, people,
yeah,
that's it's so crazy, that situation, because y'all did hear shit on Smash, like, and y'all were missed, like, it just stopped, it was, like, crazy, but I'll tell you one thing.
We never did what we were supposed to do.
I'll tell you one thing, though, you know what I'm saying, it's nothing to re-resurrect things, because now I really feel like a lot of people have a better business mind, you know what I mean, at least the people who I stay in good company with, you know what I mean, and you can't stop, you know what I mean, and I see you not stopping, you took it somewhere else, but AI was one of my favorite rappers, like, on some shit.
Oh, my God.
Yo, he was my favorite because he just went hard as shit, and it was just so real. It was like, all right, I fucks with it, like. And even with him, we got to bring back up the groupie situation. Like, how many groupies did you have while you were chilling with AI and his squad?
See, now, I'm glad you asked that, because, like, that word groupie, people get that word groupie fucked up, man. It'd be a regular nigga with some swag getting some pussy, and that ain't got nothing to do with groupie. Groupie is when you get pussy off of your name or off of your status.
Exactly.
Groupie is when you don't gotta put no work in. Groupie is when you ain't gotta pull the baddest bitch at the club and talk on the phone for 3 weeks and then you smashing her. No. Groupie is when you meet the bitch because she seen you in the VIP and she wanted to get in the VIP so bad that she fucking, you know, made eye contact with you all night until you just said, yo, come here, or you sent the bouncer to go grab her. She got in there. You said one word to her all night, and it was what you drinking, and then that night you fucking and getting dick sucks. That's a groupie.
Mm.
So a groupie, you ain't got to put no effort in. It just is what it is. It's your status. So having said all of that, I had a few groupies on the strength of AI. Now, that's them secondhand groupies. That's not even my status. That's them secondhand groupies. I like to call them runner-ups because you fucking me because, yeah, I got swag. I got tats, you know what I'm saying? But you fucking me because you really wanted to fuck AI, but... You know,
is that called an assist?
I mean, he did play point guard for assist for his first couple of years. So, I mean, he got plenty of assists off the court too. So I did that, and then you know, shit, I picked up a couple of rebounds too because he ain't won a couple of his bitches too. So I had to scoop them up and score. So hey, but that's them real groupie shit. I remember we was in Miami, and a nigga. Damn, his wife probably listening. Let me chill, man.
But
look, on some real shit though, everybody know how the NBA lifestyle is and everything.
Just imagine this.
It was a time where Allen Iverson had the number one selling jersey in the world, the number one selling sneaker in the world. He was the best player in the world, and like, I mean, come on, he was on top of the world. NBA MVP, Sixers went to the finals. We won one game in the finals, but that was like our fucking championship. We don't care if we only won one game.
Yeah, we
everybody
party like a motherfucker that day.
We party, exactly, because we party every series. We win game seven in every fucking series. So every playoff win in Philly, we party. So we ain't, mad.
It didn't even matter.
Mad.
To tell a great story about AI, non-sexual, you know what I mean? He definitely, me and my girls out at the 40-40 Club, when I think he had, like, the tent party. He had, like, a tent party, like, three tents, like a circus. So their party got shut down. We were already in the VIP at the 4040 Club. Here comes him, Larry Holmes, his wife, Chris Webber, and, like, these other guys. And he just, like,
Larry
came
Hughes.
Right
what
over to us. Huh?
What you mean, Larry Hughes?
I don't
know. Yeah, Larry Hughes.
Larry Hughes. All right, there it is. Thank you. I don't know. My memory sucks. All right, so I don't remember all the details. But, you know, we chilling in VIP. So then we order wings or whatever, and the wings, like, $25. So then we order wings, we order a drink. Then they started ordering bottles or whatever, and then he turned over to me, like, y'all want some? And it was like, yeah. He was like, yeah, we got all your stuff. So he told the waitress, we got all this stuff. Like, I tell you, like, party, you keep your money in your pocket. Like, women won't have to buy drinks, but imagine not having to buy bottles and not have to buy 4040 Club chicken wings. Like, it was cool. I was a groupie that night, non-sexual. You know what I mean? I was chilling. I groupied on this bar tab. I fucked this bar tab up. Like,
I think every woman that goes to the club. Let me see. I don't want to say every woman, but a majority of the women. Let's say now in this era, right? If you go to the club and you the type of girl that was like, oh my god, girl, you should have seen what's the name and they had that shit popping. They was making it rain. They played I Think I'm Big Meech and that shit was crazy. You were groupie. You might be a non-sexual groupie, but you was loving that shit. You was loving niggas just making it rain and niggas just doing it. It's like, yeah, you was a groupie because you was like how it is, like, you know what I'm saying? Because like you just was feeling it so much that you probably would have fucked one of them niggas, but it was like you probably, you know what I'm saying? It just ain't go down.
Yeah,
right?
I ain't.
Okay.
I would say that's true because I got a little bit of me too because I don't care, like. And then certain clubs you go to, it's like say I party in New York or even some clubs in Philly, guys would just buy you a drink and just keep it moving. And I'd be like, cool, I love it. Like, I'm like, fine, I have to keep my money, like, all day, every day. But it's just those guys, it'd be certain guys, I'll make it rain on a nigga in a minute, that'll buy you a drink and won't leave your side. I hate that shit. I thought I would throw this at you, like, no, like.
Mm-hmm.
But wait. That's why when I go to the club or anything, I buy my own shit. Why? Because I don't want no nigga following me. I don't want no nigga expecting shit from me.
Yeah.
So if I get drunk, I'm going to make myself drunk.
Yeah.
Seriously. And
no.
you are a test
Yo,
that
listen,
I buy my
listen,
own
listen.
Shit.
I know, and I
but
told
guess what,
you.
Though? What? Yeah, listen, you got to be careful with that. You try to be an independent groupie all you want because
I'm not a groupie at all. She would tell you.
No.
Wait a minute. Truth teller, don't fraud.
I'm talking about other girls, not you, not personal, not you. But if a girl take your advice and say fuck it, I don't want these niggas to think nothing, so I'm gonna get myself drunk. At the end of the day, that girl that's taking your advice gonna get herself drunk. Then a nigga going to get her without spending nothing because she's already drunk.
Exactly, because she's drunk. And see, you hit it on the nail with a hammer, with an anvil. I love you for saying that because that is so true. You might as well just get to keep your money and keep your pussy. Girl, that's what I do. Like,
exactly.
You got to do it. Like,
you ain't
got to
go.
I'm so stupid. Yo, even sometimes when they make it rain, I tell you, I was at one of Gilly's party. I didn't even have to bend over to pick up none of the money. I got like $150 just standing still, getting it off my hair. Like, you don't have to go all the way in. You still have a good
time. I want to go to a party like that. Just to experience it. You know, I stay in the house
with kids. Listen, I don't know if you know about the Wills of Soul. It's a little, all right, I ain't going to tell y'all where it is, but it's an after hours or whatever. My homie just last Saturday threw like a stack. He was throwing 20s and 5s. I was like, the girl didn't even have no ass. It was just like, I was like looking at him like, this nigga is ridiculous. But niggas do it. They just do it. Like, I'm like, I wish I was closer, but it was like so crowded. I couldn't even really get to it. You know what I mean? But it was crazy. Then he like,
can you buy me a drink? I'm like, no. You go ask for them.
Look at you just wait. Then you threw our money
out of pocket. Like, it's a lot of parties. People do it all the time. But yeah, it's nothing wrong with getting a drink. Like, you ain't gotta fuck them. And then you are an independent woman. If the man is following you, pay him off. Like, here, go buy somebody else a drink. Leave me alone. Like,
and then again, like, if you meet a nigga in the club, right, and you like his swag, and you ain't never see this nigga on Twitter, you don't know what he do, you don't have no idea who he with, you just like the nigga swag, and you just feeling him, you are not a groupie.
Nope.
That's called good money. That's all love, and that's
mm-hmm.
what a nigga need. That's what a nigga respect more, even if he do smash that night.
Yeah,
where
I guess
at?
So.
You know what I mean? That's where, you know what I mean? I done met girls that ain't know me from nowhere and they ain't know me from another nigga, nothing like that, and I smash, you know what I mean, first or second night or whatever, and we always cool peoples, you know what I'm saying? I don't be shitting on bitches anyway, though. That's just me. But if I would have met her in a groupie type of setting, I would always look at her like, fuck out of here. Like, you only smash me because you see me, you know what I mean, full up with Game and them, or you see me, you know what I mean, in the VIP with AI and them or whatever, you know what I'm saying?
So, wait, I got a question, right? So, like, what if a girl did see you, but she looked past that, and she didn't see that in you, she seen something else, would you still treat her like a groupie?
All right, put it this way, I performed one time at AI Celebrity Baseball Game, and I played in the baseball game, and then we had an after party at Transit, right? This girl followed mm-hmm. us from there. She was there being somewhat of a groupie, but like a fan or whatever you want to call it. Then she ended up seeing me at the club that night,
mm-hmm.
and she was all over me, you know what I'm saying? She was like, oh, my God, that's my favorite song. Like, she was doing everything that would be considered groupie behavior, you know what I'm saying? And
mm-hmm.
she one of my, like, closest friends to this day. Like, you know what I mean? We had sex for, like, 8 years, like, on and off. We always was cool. And she met me like that. She was an older woman, though. Like, you know what I'm saying? So, I don't know. It's all how you carry yourself. If you can,
mm-hmm.
if you got to be, like, I ain't on no groupie shit, I'm just saying, I ain't on no groupie shit, then I'm going to look at you like you are a fucking
groupie.
Because,
yeah.
But if you are genuinely a fan, like, listen, I don't care, call it what you want, listen, I fucking love that song, it is my favorite song on the radio, I love when I hear that, and I just wanted to meet you and just say, keep doing your thing, I'm a fan of you, and you look good, and this and that, I can respect that, you are
exactly
100.
Mm-hmm. Okay, I'm going to tell y'all, for instance, with me. Like, where I used to live before I moved, I lived down the street from Questlove. He lived in the next 100 block of my block. And every time he came out, they had people all up in the neighborhood running to him, going around him, talking, that's Questlove, oh, my God, that's the guy from the roots. I look at him, and I'm like, okay, he's just another nigga. He bleed blood like me. He breathes like I breathe. Come on. Like, why is y'all crowding him?
Yeah.
But you know what? Yeah, that's the thing. Like, people
you know
go
what's
in.
Crazy, though? It's one thing to look at. All right. Groupie.
I got to say.
Don't cut him off. Truth teller. Be respectful. Go ahead.
Fight me.
I think it's like this. Everybody sees opportunity in a celebrity. And it's somebody that has money. Is what opportunity you see that labels you a groupie?
Mm.
Because if you really want to get close to that man, now what are you going to do with that opportunity? If you want to get close to that man to set up an interview because you got a website you're launching, or a radio show you're launching, you want to set up some business, but you're going, it looks like you're struggling to get close to that man, just like these other girls are struggling, but they might want to, with their opportunity, they want to get next to him, and they want to let him fuck. That's what you want to do with your opportunity. That's what makes you a groupie.
Mm-hmm.
But if you want to get, that's why some niggas be groupies, because at the end of the day, guess what? I would love to meet, let's say, Jay-Z or, you know what I mean, somebody like that. I would love to meet them. Now, guess what? I rap, and I also have a brother that makes beats that would love to get on a Jay-Z album. You know what I'm saying? And I think I will be an asset to that man, what he does. So it is a lot of niggas that don't even rap that want to get close to him. Don't rap, make beats, don't have no talent, that just want to meet a nigga. They just male groupies. They want to be seen with a nigga and take a picture to twit pick it.
Yeah, that's it. That's
real good. And then you can be a fan. Now, if you're a fan, then then it's understood that that's all you want. When I went to the UConn Huskies game, and I went, and I'm a fan of Kemba Walker, and I got on the floor, and I said, yo, because my man Tools played for UConn, so I'm like, fuck it. Yo, take this picture with me, young boy. Bang, I got the picture with Kemba Walker, and I put it on Twitter ASAP because I'm a fan of him. I'm not a groupie because I don't give a fuck if I never see that man again. I can't even get no money with Kemba Walker.
Yo, exactly, exactly. Okay, so, I can respect everything he's saying.
Now, see, I got the same situation because y'all know my groupie story if y'all listen to Philly Town Radio. You know what I mean? I loved 112 since I was 11 or 10, like whenever they first came out. Loved them, danced for sexy to their music all the time, you know what I mean? Just love them. Like, and then me and my best friend got a chance to see them at, if y'all know TLA, it's a small theater in Philly or whatever.
Oh, yeah, TLA.
Yeah, TLA on
South
Street, whatever. Exactly. So we are near. Then his manager and Q, because like we first getting drinks or whatever, his manager and Q come over to me and my BFF, and they like, he like, oh, yeah, y'all beautiful. We want us to buy you drinks, so you buy us a drink or whatever. And he's like, won't you just come on backstage with us or whatever? And then I'm just like, all right, yeah, we'll come or whatever. And then I'm just looking at Aisha. I got my BFF East or whatever. I'm like, yo, it's like 8 of them. Like, no, we can't go back there. Like, he's going to end up fucked. Like, it's just going to go kill. Like, we can't go. We can't go. So she's like, I don't give a fuck, whatever. Because she just my ride or die, whatever. So the whole time, like, they kept, like, they even while they were on stage, like, they kept, like, looking at us because, like, we was, like, right there on the side. And then the manager just kept coming out to come get us. Like, it was close because when I tell you I'm a super fan, I know they songs frontwards and backwards. Like, it's crazy. Like, my iTunes got all these songs. Like, it's crazy, like, how close it was to me being partied by 112. Like, it was just.
You know what? I'm going to tell you what happened, yo.
What?
They felt your energy, and they felt, you know what I mean, you and your girlfriends, whatever. Like, they just felt the energy. Like, niggas could sense it.
They can?
Niggas could sense it, and it's like kind of like the law of attraction anyway. If you really obsessed with something, you're going to meet them. Like, all right, honestly, let me tell you, before I met AI, I knew I was going to meet him, knew I was going to know him, hang with him, chill with him, talk shit with him, smoke weed with him, pop bottles with him. I knew all of that was going to happen because I was so much of a fan of his that it was like, I know him. Like, I was like, that's like my cousin or something. Like, so when we first met was at a club, and he was going up, he was coming down a step, and I was going up, and he just looked at me, and he just like just nodded his head. But it was like a little mean mug type of, like, respect joint. Like, nigga, I see you. It just was because, like, he just felt my energy, and I felt his energy, and it wasn't on no type of groupie shit. I ain't shake his hand like, yo, man, I fucking love you. No, nigga, anybody love you. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm,
nah.
Yeah, exactly.
Respect, it was a different level. So when I met him again, whether he remembered me or not, it still was the same energy, and it always was genuine. And I never was considered like a groupie because I voiced my opinion a lot. So he had a lot of yes men around him. I was the no man. Like, you know what I'm saying? I was the nigga that was like, nah, fuck out of here, nigga. Like, even though, even after a good game, he had like 40. And I'd be like, damn, nigga, you had 7 turnovers, though. He'd be like, damn, nigga, I had 40. I'm like, yeah, but still, like, we still off, nigga. Like, I was the nigga that just, but he respect that at the end of the day. Just like me in game, I'm going to be in the studio just chilling, sitting back, smoking weed, laughing, making jokes. No, nigga, I'm giving input. I'm doing what I need to do. Like, you know what I'm saying? I'm writing my verses and shit. Like, you know what I'm saying? I'm, you know what I mean, assisting in the whole process of the Red Album. Like, I'm there to be an asset. Whatever I'm a part of, I'm going to be an asset. I'm never going to be looked at to where as though you can confuse me with any type of groupie behavior.
Exactly, because you gotta live with yourself. That's why I didn't cross that line. Like, that's why I will never be a stripper, because like certain lines I'm just not gonna cross, because I don't wanna feel like, oh, I stooped down that time. You know what I'm saying? I can't do it or whatever. I'm not gonna stoop down. Thankfully to the X Squad DJs, I got a chance to actually interview Slim from 112 in the Future Days, who's my number one, my heart. Like, I got a chance to interview him professionally on a conference call, which, like, made my day, and that was probably way better than just having sex with him,
yeah.
You know what I mean?
But guess what? You knew you was going to do that.
Exactly.
You knew you was going to do that before. You know what I'm saying? So you manifested that, so, you know what I mean? And at the same time, it's been a couple of these internet sensation, big booty models, whatever you want to call it, that I had my eyes on, that I was a fan of. I had a little crush, all the way back to MySpace, whatever, and now Twitter, that I had a crush on. And, you know, before I could reach out to them, you know what I mean, somehow they reached out to me, but it was because I probably just attracted that to me. And I ended up, you know, smashing a couple girls that I was a fan of.
You ain't gotta put the names out there.
But it's like I guess you could call that being a groupie, but I guess I would respect a groupie to go about it that way. If you're gonna be a groupie, be a fan, because ain't nothing wrong being fans. And I think we running out of fans, and as the hip hop culture, we running out of fans, and they being replaced with groupies.
You know what I'm saying?
That's what's fucking it up. That's what's fucking hip hop up, because nobody's a real fan of a guy that really can't rap for shit. But they want to be all a part of the hype and be a groupie. Like I don't want to come at the little nigga Lil B, but I don't give a fuck. Fuck him. The nigga Lil B is like, he got the internet on smash and everything, but he can't rap for shit. He on a freshman cover. It's cool. I'm not hating, because, like, get your money and all that. But me, this is hip-hop. It used to be a day and age in hip-hop, but you could say that nigga's whack, and you don't be called a hater. So
yeah,
I'm bringing that back.
It's not,
that nigga
but
whack.
You know what? You could say, yeah, please, all day. Like, that's your opinion.
That nigga whack. So a girl might be like, oh, my God, I love Lil B. All right, now I got to ask you. What do you love about him? Do you like his raps? And then you like, what? Yeah, he's tight. He the best. He the most lyrical. All right, now you just sound like a groupie, because he's not. I would respect you if he say, I respect the girls that be like, fuck,
I got
no, Lil B can't rap,
like to come to you now,
but
babe.
I fuck with him.
Exactly.
You know what I mean? Just keep it 100. So I think people need to be more like fans. Like, you know what I mean? Because everybody, and I say that because all the niggas in the game, all the niggas running around wanting to rap and can't rap. Nigga, just be a fan of rap, man. Just be a fan.
Speaking of somebody who I'm a fan of since the day I met him, charismatic, fun, I love your laugh, and I definitely tuned in while you were on the Come Up Show last Friday. Welcome to Philly Shine Radio. My name's Sosa. And introduce you to my lovely co-host, Truth Teller, my guest, TD.
Hey, yo. Hey, what up, my nigga? Hey, yo, look. So, guess who else on my mixtape?
Who?
Me.
Your name who?
Me, from Philly to Cali. That's my man.
My name is
Sosa.
Cut it out. Okay.
Oh, my God. You, like, know everybody, like.
Hey, yo.
Yo. What the hell?
Hey, yo, I had to hit my nigga up, because for real, on the low, that nigga is one of the niggas that I really, like, respect in this hip-hop shit, like, with real spittage. So I respect them, and, you know, we got mutual friends, and it's like, yo, I hit him up, and I had to get him on my shit, because I really know that he, really the up and coming nigga that's really gonna hold Philly down. And
No, TD, we ain't doing that. That's your interview. I called to show love. Listen. He got this video.
Listen.
But you already know how I do on Philly Shine. We all
Philly
show
Shine
off
show off. Every all
Philly
artists
Shine
show,
show
off.
Off.
So you know you need to show off.
No, that ain't me. I leave that to the rest of them.
You know, show
now, y'all
off.
Know. Y'all know that I leave that to the rest of them bubblegum ass. Philly rap niggas, that's what they do. They show off and be in the way.
But wait, how are we supposed to wait? If I wanted to know more about you,
I want this.
If I wanted to know more about you, how would I find you? Like, how am I supposed to like get the likes
this,
you and like
this
your
my
music
homie.
So I
that's
find you?
Truth teller, chill. This my homie, and I don't even know why you coming on Philly Shine acting like you don't, because he was here before you too, truth teller. You know how I do it.
I'm about to cut him.
Because I'm about to threaten him. Because you know the first thing I say to everybody, you show off, shout out to Twitter, what you got going on, then you join in on a topic. We all network on the show. Act like you don't know. You know you my size. I fight people your size all day.
I don't want to know.
I hit you in the kneecap.
Damn.
Wow.
Right, that's what I said. I mean, well, listen, you know.
Can you please show off my name?
Y'all
Sosa,
can follow me
baby.
On Twitter, at my name Sosa.
You know, and my Facebook is telling my name Sosa, TELLEMMYNAME space SOSA. You know.
I suggest you to him. But definitely welcome back to the show. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
We chilling with TD. What we were talking about tonight's topic is how many groupies have you had? And we're going into, you know what I mean, different things. And then with you, Sosa, like you are a humble individual. You hot as shit. Love your image and everything. But like now things are crazy for you. Like how many groupies have you had in the last week?
Hey, I'm going to keep it a being what you like. I've really been too busy to even focus on that. I've been really busy, I'm saying. And I'm
get like that.
Yeah, like I'm pretty sure, you know, that TD, like, can attest to that. Like, it be girls that I'm talking about gift wrap the pussy for you, bow on it, and all, you be like, Nizzle, I'm going to sleep.
Yeah. Girls will look at you like you crazy if you be like, yo, I'm in a lab, like, you know what I'm saying, or I'm trying to get in the studio, or like a girl be trying to make you make plans and shit. They call you like fucking, it'd be 11 o'clock in the morning, they like, what you doing tonight? You like, man,
I don't even know if I'm gonna be breathing tonight. Like,
hey, you be like, damn, what I'm doing tonight? Hopefully, I'll be on.
You're silly.
I'm trying to get on by this afternoon.
Right. No, that's real rap.
Oh wow.
Nah, but lately though, you know, with everything that's been like going on, I've been dealing with like really one female, and I like her so much because she's so understanding, dog. Like, it be females, like, it be 2, 3 in the morning, and you be like, yo, I'm at the booth, and she won't even hit my jack. And I hit her at like 4:30, 5 o'clock, like, yo, I'm coming to get you. All right, I'm up. Boom. I be like, damn.
Yo, that be the riders. You need them. You need them.
Yeah, dog, like.
Need them.
You
gotta love them. They not called, and I'm glad you brought them type chicks up, because they're not groupies. They're riders.
Yes, they are. Yes, they are.
I thought they was extinct, but guess what? They extinct for them niggas. They extinct for them niggas that don't grind. Them niggas that don't grind be looking for a rider. How you going to find a rider? You don't even grind.
If they get one, they wouldn't even be able to appreciate anyway.
Yeah, exactly.
Like, when a girl see you on your grind and then see you making progress, don't just be on your grind and can't catch a break.
Mm-hmm.
Be on your grind and make some progress, and they can see some type of progress. They gonna be like, yo, you know what? this nigga hit me up, I'm up. I'm ready. Like, you know what I'm saying? Whatever that nigga call, I'm ready, because I know at the end of the day, this nigga got a schedule, you know what I'm saying? He's trying to do something with his life. He getting it done. It ain't like he trying to. He getting it done. He getting to a dollar. He getting, he making moves. It's like, yeah, I'm riding with that nigga. I can feel girls like that that respect that, man. We all need that type of love.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Nah, but then on top of that, though.
Those type of women for granted. You know what I mean?
Shout out to Cheryl, man.
Yeah.
Yeah, shout out to your Caramel Desire. She your ride or die. I got my ride or die. You know what I mean? It's a lot of people who sometimes take that for granted. You know what I mean? And you look over that person because you think they're greasy or you downplay them or you're insecure and you feel like you don't deserve that. You know what I'm saying?
I'll be down playing my ride or die. I got a ride or die out here that's crazy. That give me crazy love. I'll be down playing. Like, I don't be down playing it, but it'd be like, I'll be like, I can appreciate it way more. Like, I can show more appreciation. You know what I'm saying?
I mean, nigga, shit. Hold on. And you on Pacific time, right, T-Day?
Yeah.
I'm over here on West Coast time out here. It's like, It's 9:52.
Nigga, it's still early, dog. I'm saying, you know, you get off the phone, dog, you know.
I'm
talking about
I'm gonna hit her up. I'm gonna hit her up and be like, you know what I'm saying, come through. Like, she'd hit me up like and be like, yo, you been in the booth? And I'd be like, yeah, you know I did. She like, let me hear some song. Like, she like the only girl that I've let hear like my whole mixtape and shit, like, or I let her hear shit that they need to go and make it. I'd be like, yo, how would you think about this joint? And shit, really keep it 100, like,
that's what I'm
joints that be like, she'd be like, yeah, I like it, but you need to come with, like, when you be having your swag, when you be really talking shit, like, I'd be like, all right, bet. Like, she one of them. So I really gotta keep her on the team, like, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's
what's up. Yeah, that's
she not
no yes woman.
No, you got
just
to, T.D.
Don't even give it for that, just listen. And they don't even be listening. They just be like, fuck it.
No, And then I can't lie, though, like, and I've known Honest before any of this shit jumped off, before Power 99, like, before my shit was on the radio, before the Come Up Show, before any of that. Like, when I was just really, really, really starting to go hard, I've been New Honest, dog. So it's like the people or the females that I'm interacting with now, you can see that the connection ain't genuine. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
And you can feel it like, yeah, so what you doing? Like, we going out? Oh, I just, going where?
Right.
Like, oh, how you just, yeah, like, how you inaugurating me for a date? Like,
Right.
No. And I get off the phone with them and hit my main. And I'd be like, bitch, these hoes are heads. Seriously, man. Like, I'm going
cool.
Hey, yo,
Asos, you know what I call it? You know what I call that? I call
what?
It dehydration.
Thirsty.
Yeah, because them hoes, they start getting thirsty as soon as you get on a little bit. But then when you really, like, when you, like, damn, chill, they get dehydrated because you won't even let them get a sip. So now they dehydrated. And now they sweating and they leaking bodily fluids and they just dehydrated. And they just start looking trifling.
He was out of control.
So these bitches dehydrated. They damn near dead. Matter of fact, I'm going to go in on the track. I'm going to do my verse, and I'm going to send it to you so we can do that. So we can do a song called, like, about these dehydrated bitches out here.
I want to get on that joint, too, yo. I'm trying to get on that joint, too. Because, and then I'm also checking out Chum, who you're following. Another person who's a close friend of mine, Rap Star Promo King, you know what I mean? We did a million DJ call Wyclef, you know. Shout out to Wyclef, follow me on Twitter. You're my buddy, Warriors. Everything,
yo,
all love. Like,
he's just
it's about It's about
hey, you gotta let them, rap star pro niggas know that they gotta go in on my mixtape, man. When I throw that link up there and everything, they gotta be retweeting my shit. Like, you know what I'm saying? On 420, I need all the blogs and all the websites to go ham on my shit, man, because I'm trying to really do my shit. Like,
I hate that.
Nigga, let's get it. And I know that that joint will be crazy, TD. And on top of that, to cross promote, my mixtape got pushed back 2 weeks, so.
When your joint coming out, Sos?
I just talked to Kev, so it got pushed back probably like another 2 weeks. So if y'all can get that joint back in time, your track is going to be a bonus cut on my joint, the joint that you just sent me.
That's what's up.
Quiet as kept.
Well, you make sure you get that official Philly Shine interview. Come on through. You know what I mean? I just don't fuck with the bull. I love you. You know what I mean? I ain't got nothing to do with it. I love you. Shout out to my boy Big Talk, your whole squad. You know what I mean?
And we love
you
too.
Buzzworthy.
You know the joint, you know the girl Canary Diamonds?
Canary Diamonds. I don't know,
first chick of Black Wall Street, but she going to be on that track too. She supposed to be sending her verse over and shit. And my man Tool's going to be on it too. So, like, Ike going to set it up to where though he just put all the verses and, like, meshing together and all that shit and have it right, you know what I'm saying? I don't know who first, second, third, and all that, but, like,
nigga, I have full confidence in your whole team, dog. Like, man, like, you ain't got to explain nothing to me. I'm just, I mean,
right.
You know,
listen,
I'm good
this
money.
This is called work. This will be due on Philly Shine at the Artist Network. You guys follow him on Twitter at Q underscore TD. What does the Q stand for?
My real handle is Q, you know what I'm saying? So it's like, I just, like, since so many people know me from Q, before I got Twitter, I'm like, well, fuck it, man. All my real people that know me, going, you know what I'm saying, that know me beyond music, they just going to call me Q. And for real, I had to put it there because I met a whole lot of people out here in L.A., and I was working at a barbershop when I came out here, a celebrity barbershop, and I was cutting, and I met all type of celebrities and shit like that. But my name is just Q.
Oh, you just got here,
Yeah, and I did a reality. I was in a reality show, but it had got picked up by it was like in a bidding war between BET and a couple other networks and shit. But then it didn't go through because some issues and shit with the owners. They split up in the shop, and it was crazy. It was called Blood, Sweat, and Shares. And I was gonna do the music for the soundtrack and everything. And my name was Q the Mouth because I was always like the debative, argumentative type that had.
He like the male version of me. But you know what?
I'm gonna
tell you. Yeah, that Philly haircut is definitely needed in places. You know what I'm saying? So I was.
Oh yeah, I turned him out with that. I turned my hair. Everybody getting boxes. A dark like number two all around, fade to back, boxes on the side, had a nigga shit 360, you know what I mean, had the razor, had nigga shit all with the chalk around they shit. They was looking like, damn, what's that white shit? I'm like, leave that there.
Oh, yeah, exactly. Okay, you putting them on. That's what's up. You gotta definitely put people on that. Philly haircut is the ish, you know what I mean? Definitely can front on it. But don't think we're getting cut off just yet. You know what I mean? We're coming up towards the end of the show. Got a chance to get to know TD. He's going to come back to the city. And, yes, he is pimpable. Y'all know how I am. I talk that street shit. But at the end of the day, y'all know I was an accountant for 5 years. I'm about my bread, about this money. Getting things popping off, Mood Swings, EMT is the company. Diamond Spotlight is where we show off. And I'm about, you know what I mean, face-to-face, coming outside and doing some things. So just like I tell anybody, I'm always out. I'm always out and about. And I plan on doing some real good business with you. I already hollered at Felita Boss, who was able to make this interview happen tonight. You know what I'm saying? And we're going to get it popping Memorial Day weekend in Philly. Like, everybody go to Miami. He leaving. It's too crowded. I don't like crowds anyway. I need VIP.
Yeah, that
but,
shit. Is
yeah,
not,
yeah, yeah.
Not
Memorial
anyway.
Day weekend, my birthday weekend, we gonna get it on and pop. Mm-hmm. It's gonna be crazy. But you got any final shout outs you wanna give TD before we close out the show?
Oh man, I just wanna shout out DSK family, man, my man Shizzy Penn, my man Eddie Hurt, you know what I mean? I wanna shout out the whole 215, I wanna shout out Hunting Park where I was born and raised, you know what I mean, Franklin and Bristol. I wanna say RIP to Pease Gotti, you know what I'm saying? Brickyard legend. I wanna shout out my my brother and my in house producer, Ike, aka at I Am Future History. Wanna shout out all the people at the barbershop, man. Y'all know who y'all is, man. Let me see, man. Shout out the game, you know what I'm saying? And my man Tools and everybody that's on my mixtape too, man. Petey Crack, your boy, Sosa, you know what I mean? Man, the list goes on, man. Just 420,
yeah,
man.
The game chose Petey's definitely been on the show too, you know what I mean? I show love.
Yeah.
So a lot of people in the city. This is just part one because we got to get some more in the music. Philly Shine, we always just talk.
Oh, yeah, it's uploaded, girl. It's uploaded.
We have a great time, so we're going to set the show out with some more of your music. So, say, you are welcome to come on through, you know what I'm saying, and do your thing. We're going to play, oh, no, my show, can you press it? Because mine just went blank.
Okay, what am I playing?
TV's out, the one you put.
Okay.
All right, we're going to close out the show.
Have some fun.
Oh, yeah, no, go ahead, just go ahead and play. I'm just going to talk a little bit over it. We're going to have some fun, play some more music. It's in rotation, and you definitely
TD.
Welcome to come back all the time. TD.
Black Wall
That's
Street.
Fun.
I appreciate it.
Yikes. They realizing who the truth now, and you would think I threw Bishop off the roof. Cause I got the juice now, a few thousand in my Levi's. Looking at these guys like they stupid when I'm jumping out the coop now. Getting paid is a reason, a mug. We ordering bottles and blowing trees in a club. The way me and my entourage got it on lock, you would think we had the motherfucking keys to the club. Now they wonder when did this all happen. I've been on my grind, I ain't just start trapping. Sacrificed my life, always knew I was nice. Cause I've been spitting fire like a pissed off dragon. Always stay focused in the midst of all the madness. And I've been fly, I ain't fucking with you maggots. Never been average, I always been above it. So the hating don't bother me. Truthfully, I love it. I got a flow that can single-handedly murder teams. Turn a hip-hop stage to a murder scene. Now it's blood on the bottom of my new LeBrons. Looking like a fresh pair of Christian Louboutins. Check the autopsy. They died miserable. They wasn't original and was far from a carbon copy. It's gonna be hard to stop me. Cause while y'all playing checkers, I be making moves like Bobby Fischer and Bart Spassky. Chess masters, my moves are strategic. So I don't care if I made some you didn't agree with. It's no secret, I know these niggas mad. Cause every time they see me, they get nauseous like they seasick. That's ironic, cause I be spitting some deep shit. Better dress warm to flow colder than a ski trip. I left the city, niggas thought I got blackballed. Till I moved out to the west and got blackballed. Now people recognize I'm great for the way I spit it. That's
why I get to travel and you stuck on your pivot. Since I left town, I ain't been back around. So be careful what you wish for, you just might get it. They said my shit sounded like I already made it. I thought hip-hop was about being creative. They had it fucked up, but they was trying to be known as the hardest. I was trying to be known as the greatest. A A&R from Def Jam told me to my face, my records was dope, but I was all over the place. If I would pick a lane to make songs that sound the same, it'd make it a lot easier to target a fan base. I ain't get discouraged, I just got more inspired. With a coinky dink, a month later he was fired. I apologize for making my fans wait for it, but all the niggas that hate it, y'all gonna pay for it.